Committee member Ron Paul, a conservative Republican, called attention to the dollar's weakness. The U.S. currency, he said, has this year lost 9% against the euro and even more against some other currencies.
It's lost more than 10% against the pound. And lo and behold, the Indian rupee, if you had been in Indian rupees, you would have made 13%.
Paul asked the panel of three economists whether Americans should be worried by the dollar's decline. Alan Meltzer, a professor at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, said the dollar is weak because of America's rising external deficit.
But the long-term problem is a serious problem. That is, if you said over the long term what will happen to the dollar, you have to believe that over the long term the dollar is going to decline in value.
Yeah.
Why is that? Basically because we invest more than we save. We save too little.
Benjamin Friedman from Harvard said no other country could get away with having such a large current account deficit as the United States. It is, he said, irresponsible to incur such a large external deficit that is equal to 6.5% of national income. But none of the economists saw a danger in the huge accumulation of dollars by China and Japan. Neither country, they said, would gain by selling their dollar holdings in order to devalue the currency further. Jamie Galbraith, the son of the late Nobel-winning economist, John Kenneth Galbraith, is a professor at the University of Texas.
The problem, as I see it, is that the system, like all monetary systems, is inherently precarious. It is subject to a shock, a crisis, a panic, a collapse down the road.
None of the economists would predict how much further the dollar will drop, but they said a further decline could help by lowering the prices of U.S. exports, thereby boosting exports and reducing the size of the external deficit. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.